Feingold is a longtime opponent of trade deals, saying they'd created a dark spiral in Wisconsin communities where businesses had shipped jobs overseas. He told leaders of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO in Madison that the agreements had betrayed the people of Wisconsin.
But I really believe it doesn't have to be that way, and frankly, it must not be that way. And in my view, it doesn't matter if it's a Democrat president or a Republican president. If they want to shove through one of these deals, I'm going to oppose it if it's another corporate handshake.
Feingold accused Johnson of hiding his support for the TPP. Johnson's campaign attacked Feingold for, quote, jumping to conclusions on the trade deal, saying Johnson was basing his vote on ongoing discussions with families, farmers, and small businesses. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio. Kurt Anderson with the Super PAC Let America Work says Feingold opened himself up to the attack by touting his national security record in a recent TV ad. Anderson, who was a consultant on Johnson's 2010 campaign, says Feingold sounds like a, quote, phony when he talks about national security.
He's got, you know, the record of like a peacenik or a 60s campus protester or something, and I don't think that's what the voters are looking for right now.
Feingold disputed that yesterday, saying he's talking about national security because he has a plan to deal with it.
Senator Johnson talks about this issue when there's a tragedy and goes on Fox News, but he has no plan to deal with it. I do.
Let America Work said it would unveil its ad later this week. Feingold's national security ad called for attacking ISIS leaders with special forces and by cutting off ISIS oil supplies. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.